Jesus began, "I wish for you to know my people. There is no power on earth greater than your prayers and fasting." I was wanting to follow the results of our prayers as the deep state is being dismantled, and so I followed up on a couple of leads. And I tried to get out of them as quickly as possible because I could just sense the dense and filthy smoke of corruption. Plus, there's definitely a side of me that could get very thoroughly engrossed in intrigue and the like. Similar to what happens when we get hooked on the news or police officer shows or TV series. And I felt a wee bit guilty for having looked, but the Lord during worship danced with me and confirmed how much he loved me over and over again, and it was truly a precious time. When worship and communion were over, he wasted no time and went right into the message. Jesus began, "The only reason I keep you from news is that it is so dark, Claire. The minimum for you is still too much, my beloved. It leaves stains on your mind, which I must erase before you can fully absorb me. Nonetheless, I understand two things about you in this regard. One is the very natural human tendency to curiosity and wanting to get the latest. And pride can also be behind that. And wanting to know what to pray for and how your prayers are working. For this reason, I am allowing you to look. But please, my darling Claire, do not spend a lot of time trying to understand it all. The essentials are what I have given you, and a few confirmations are very helpful, but going any deeper is harmful. You understand this, do you not?" "Oh yes, Lord, I can feel it. Apart from the song you play in worship, Who May Dwell, I still feel it is a place of darkness and danger. And I feel so much of the world, like soot from a clogged wood stove, rising in the air around these dark terminals. I don't want to be a prideful curiosity seeker, but that's what I am without your grace, Lord. Oh God, save me from the darkness, but bring to me the things I need to know for prayer. Please, Lord." And I want to add here that some of you have sent me links with connections that are very valid, very informative, and I have used them. So I am not adverse to you sending something to me. I can definitely profit from that because then I don't have to go looking. And I really do not want to go looking. It's really a terrible waste of time. So let me return to what the Lord was saying. I don't want to be a prideful curiosity seeker. That's what I am without your grace. Oh God, save me from this darkness, but bring to me the things I need to know for prayer. Please, Lord. Jesus answered, "And it is your wish, a good and healthy wish, and I will do so. It also eats up so much of your time, so again, it is good to draw the line and say enough is enough. Your prayers and the prayers of all heart dwellers are going into a giant cloud of incense which comes before my Father, a sweet, sweet smelling sacrifice, accompanied by your various offerings, aches, and pains. I have arranged for you to spend more time on music by bringing items to you rather than making them something you have to hunt for. I want you to tell all your heart dwellers that they are making a major impact in heaven. Even though you are so small, your hearts are pure. Many, many very pure hearts are part of this channel. And my Father is moved to pity when he sees a pure heart praying fervently for change. You have taught them well. Purity is one of their greatest attributes. And of course, brotherly love, especially the love that sacrifices for me and for the victims of Satan." Jesus continued, "I want you all to know that there are many rewards for those of you who have shouldered this cross. I know you did not take it on to receive a reward. Nonetheless, there are rewards for this kind of faithfulness. And my grief-stricken heart is so comforted when I see some of you take these poor children into your arms and pray for them. Oh, my very dear ones, you have no idea how you have ministered to me. Continue in this holy practice, and you will grow deeper and deeper. I want to tell you also, your president is growing by leaps and bounds. He truly is coming to know me and to cleave to my wisdom above his own. You see, for many years he has been aware of my activity in the world, but did not have an understanding of who I am. Much of that now is in the past, as he sees me in action in his life, protecting him, leading him, making him aware of those things that no one knows but are important to him to make connections. Yes, he is indeed a brilliant man, but still there is much out of his realm of understanding that is beginning to change as he acts on what he knows is right. I continue to protect, to guide and enlighten him. It's been quite a journey for him. Glory, glory, glory to God Almighty, he who shines light in the dark places and renders your enemies powerless. All glory to him. My dear ones, take care during this time to make it special for those around you. When you are all together, if you're fasting, please keep it to yourself. Your offerings are important to me. And just as this season of the year comes only once a year, what you are doing in shaping your government is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to turn Satan back on himself and unleash the powers of heaven to set the captives free and right the wrongs against society. And those you have never met but nonetheless have compassion for. Then I was pointed to this video. It came in through an email, and I listened to it for a brief moment. It comes from a new channel that BP Earthwatch has launched called Patreon, and the link will be in the message. And it talked about the army Obama has pulled together from foreign troops all over the world, on our soil. As I read about these things and I watched the video, I waited on the Lord afterwards to see what he would say, and Jesus began again. Yes, these things have been going on under the American nose. UN troop bodies are all over this country, and it is another clear and present danger. But your president has acted aggressively to bring the infrastructure down by targeting the leaders and funding they surreptitiously removed from legitimate government departments, as well as drug and sex trafficking. This will not happen if you continue to pray. This will be checked, but it has been set and ready to unleash at the right moment. Claire, do you know what the right moment is? No, Lord. When there is chaos and nothing stopping them. Chaos has been checked again and again in response to your prayers. Not only that, but the right moment is when there's nothing obstructing them from moving forward. Because of all of your prayers, there has not been such a moment, and neither will there be such a moment before the rapture, because I am God and there is none other, and the greatest military force in the world is on American soil. And it's not armed with guns and bullets. It's armed with a heart for life and for goodness and loyalty to me. And it's on their knees, praying Christians, fasting, praying, sacrificing Christians, are a far more formidable force than all of Obama's foreign troops, guillotines, UN tanks, trucks, and vehicles. That is why this cannot happen as long as you stay vigilant and pray. I will thwart it. Keep praying, my faithful ones. Keep praying. Threatening mountains are being moved out of the way so this nation can survive and institute the principles I've longed to put in place. Keep praying. It's working. There is no force on earth equal to your prayers. None. Not even one.